start your mornings off saying goodbye to terminal normality. Say hello to abundant realities. You are royally welcome to listen and participate with Vibrant Living. You will discover how to tap incredible energy, self-healing approaches, freedom from dependence on medications, and strategies to dissolve limitations. Glenn Brooks is a renowned coach of the possible. He produces an acclaimed international program that's much more than a radio show. Vibrant Living is a way of life. Tune in now, right here on KKNW.
Hello and welcome to Vibrant Living. It's Glenn Brooks. And I want to thank you for a lot of your emails in response to my program with Dr. Peter Bragan and the line with as a psychiatrist and researcher, how you responded to his line about psychiatric medications damaging the brain. Powerful line, powerful research. Back again with us, Elma Meyer. Elma, when I think about you, I think about a day in my life, about got to be 20 years ago, where I called a whole bunch of different people that needed some assistance. And I remember a lot of people told me they could schedule me next week, they could schedule me tomorrow. And there was one person that said, come over now. Your business is called Now Healing. I must say, as soon as I heard it was Now Healing, I thought, I always know that most people, when we need it now. So I want to welcome you back to talk about your Chinese energetic healing and your own healing journey. What kind of led you up, the mission and the momentum that led you to open up Now Healing and do this Chinese energetic alignment work with people all over the world. Welcome.
Thanks, Glenn. Yeah, I had I was very ill. I had Lyme disease for many, many years, and I tried everything, and everything worked a little bit, but nothing really worked. I tried long-term antibiotics for Lyme disease. I tried acupuncture, chiropractic, energy healing, you know, and it all was important, and it all was good. But the missing piece was huge. And as I was lying there one day, sort of unable to move and just in a really weakened state, I connected with the Earth's healing energy. And it just sort of came through me, this sort of green energy of Earth that regenerates everything and that makes things grow. And I asked it to come into my body and my cells, and I felt much better afterwards. And after that, I was like, whoa, what was that about? You know, and it was the main thing about it was that mm-hmm. I could do it myself. I could access it myself, and I accessed it in the moment that I needed it, in the now, like you said. So it's really amazing that there are techniques now that that don't require you to make a doctor's appointment. And I'm not saying don't make the doctor's appointment. Doctors are, you know, are amazing, and they, if they are enlightened at all, they can do a great deal of good. Acupuncture, chiropractic can all do a great deal of good, but taking responsibility for your own healing is really the missing piece for so many people, because it doesn't work anymore to say, fix me, doc, here I am, do something to me. That just doesn't fly these days in this state of human evolution. You have to take responsibility for yourself. And that responsibility doesn't have to be difficult. It can be effortless responsibility. Just saying to yourself, I take responsibility, can just line up all these amazing synchronicities for people's healing. And I'm talking about physical healing, diseases, but I'm also talking about emotional healing, depression, ADD, autism, all that kind of stuff. I work with relationships. I work with feng shui. I work with everything as energy. So energy is, you know, underlies everything, and that's what you can shift now. Matter sometimes takes a while to shift, but energy shifts instantly. So that is my story, and that's how I got into the whole energy healing realm by discovering that I could do it myself.
You know what I wanted to ask you? Because I think a lot of people are in this challenge, either consciously or unconsciously, which is when you go to a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, independent of the partnership you have with them and their background. Sometimes I think what's unclear for a lot of folks is who to go to and why. So why would people come to you, let's say, versus a chiropractor versus an acupuncturist? What's distinctly available from you that makes people call you and work with you over the phone?
That is a great question. What I offer people is, in addition to me working on my clients' energy directly, I offer my clients a bunch of self-healing tools that they can take away and use themselves. I don't want people to call me week after week or month after month for the same problem. I want them to you know, resolve their issues, and I'm not about repeat visits. You have to come so many times to clear your problem. It's really, you know, sometimes that is necessary. Like, chiropractic is a process. Acupuncture, you know, sometimes does take a certain number of visits. And I'm not saying that I don't see my clients repeatedly sometimes. But sometimes, you know, I have a client and I have them once, and then they call. I don't hear from them again. I go, I wonder what happened. Then, you know, 6 months or a year later, they'll call me for another issue, and I'll ask, by the way, how did that thing go? And they, you know, sometimes they can't even remember what it was. And that is my goal, is to have people just sort of have their problems and issues just fall away so that they don't even necessarily remember how much that they were focusing on it. That's called neutrality. And that's what I try to instill in my clients, is that sense of balance, neutrality, centeredness, and in which you're okay with good outcomes, you're okay with bad outcomes. You are not energetically weakened by anything that is happening around you. That is the ideal state. And in Chinese energetics, we call that neutrality. And you can think of it as just being in dynamic balance and equilibrium. If you're in traffic and the person in front of you cuts you off, if you are not neutral to it, it's bad for you. It causes a whole cascade of hormone reactions and stress. And your reaction to it affects your health. If your reaction to stress can be neutral, then you're going to be much healthier. And the fewer things that bother you, the better off you're going to be. So that's what I try to do, is flip on everybody's switches so that they can be neutral to all the stuff that is barraging them. And I give my clients tools for how to do this. And in fact, I would love to give the listeners some tools right now for how to do this. Let's take traffic. This is probably drive time for some people. So what I'd like to do is just some group energetic alignments for anyone who's listening to be able to get more neutral to traffic. Is that okay with you, Glenn, if I throw that out there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's something that I would imagine. As a matter of fact, there was an article in the New York Times saying, it was one of the big papers talking about that traffic for a lot of people is close to traumatic stress. It's one of the most challenging things they deal with because they're trapped often. So it's they feel trapped. So yeah, anything to assist people free up a little bit, I'm sure would be immensely useful.
Okay, great. So what I'm going to do for all the listeners out there is I'm going to tune into sort of the mass energy field. And I know this sounds kind of woo-woo, but it works, and it works on a very basic level. I've been trained to sense energy, and it's a very easy technique. Anybody can do it. My kids can do it. I just sense where energy is weak or energy is strong. It's a very simple binary process. And anything that is weakening the sort of mass energy field of all you drivers in the Seattle area, I'm going to send an energetic correction to shift that. And the first energetic correction, well, first of all, I'd like everybody to notice what is bugging them about traffic. Just get in touch for a moment about what is bothering you, what usually bothers you. Okay, and now that you have that, remember how that feels, remember how much it annoys you. And now I'm going to just get started with clearing and removing any psychic noise that people are feeling from other drivers on the road and other incidents that happened. Incidents and people's minds and thoughts exist as energy. So I'm just going to clear your resonance with that energy. And it's just like turning off that circuit so that you're not connected to that energy. And you don't have to worry about being disconnected from anything else. It's not, you know, I'm not turning anything off that is good. I'm just turning off noise. I'm turning down the volume knob on your psychic sensitivity to traffic. And then the other thing that I'm going to work on aligning you with is a sense of who you are. Because if you know and if you are connected to your true self, your highest self, while you're driving, you're automatically going to be more neutral. So I'm just going to do that for everyone right now. Just connect everyone to their highest selves, their highest driver, shall we say. So I'm just going to take a moment to do that. And everybody take a nice, comfortable breath and focus on a point slightly above your head, maybe a foot or two above your head. And that's your eighth chakra. And I'm just aligning you with your soul, your spirit, your true self. And I'm also aligning you down to the quantum level, beyond the cellular, beyond the molecular. And I know this sounds kind of like, well, how are you doing that by just talking about it? I am working with thought energy. And in Chinese energetics, it's called Shen, which is, it's a form of energy like Qi. We've all heard of Qi, life force. Shen is one of the three energies that Chinese energetics works with. And you can't feel it like you can feel qi. If you've been on the acupuncture table, sometimes you jump around and you feel sort of electrical sensations. Well, Shen energy, you don't feel because it's thought and spirit energy. But it is very powerful and direct, and you can change, you can shift energy with that. So let's see, getting back to the traffic situation here. Another thing I want to do is just increase capacity of everyone that's listening to unconditionally forgive others, people who are cutting you off in the Hummer, and also unconditionally forgive yourself for anything you might have done when you cussed at the person, you know, driving next to you, or when you, you know, did something you weren't proud of, when you cut somebody else off. So we're just going to align with unconditional forgiveness for yourself and for others. And this may leak over into other areas of your life where you need to forgive someone else and need to be forgiven by someone else. It's not just for driving. Okay, so now I'd like everyone to just notice how they feel about driving and see if there's any change. If there's a little subtle difference or if there's a big difference, it's not your imagination. We have shifted your energy. And when you're driving tomorrow or when you're driving home from work tonight, you can get in touch with that neutrality. And I'm going to give you a really basic technique from Chinese energetics that you can do anytime to shift your energy to neutral. You just say, I am neutral. And at the same time that you do that, you think about your spine. Place your attention on your spine or focus on your spine. Sometimes if you want, you can wave your hand up and down the front of your chest, up and down your spine once or twice. And it just takes a second. So I am neutral. Think about your spine. That's it. You've shifted your energy just with that little technique. And this is a hugely powerful technique. This I've, you know, shifted major diseases this way in a very short amount of time. And this is what the whole Chinese energetics protocol is based on. And I do teach this method. If you're interested in learning more, you can go to my website, which is www.nowhealing.com. That's nowhealing.com. And I am very blessed to be able to teach people how to do this themselves.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls. If you'd like an energy alignment today right on the air, you could call us. And as promised, we'll have Steve Godwin talk about his miraculous, audacious return from his diagnosis with bone cancer about the 9:30 hour. Stay with us. I'm Glenn Brooks. Thank you. of people aspire to have their own radio show. And the ability to touch more people is a wondrous thing. The challenge is that a lot of people have their own shows fall by the wayside because getting sponsors, not knowing how to cultivate their own distinctive voice, falling into the trap where they have to sell out their soul and their program to become an infomercial. There's a solution. The solution is a vibrant living radio network. And it's taken me 20 years to put together a network that's a national network that supports your creative voice in conjunction with calls and speaks to you the most, and to put that on the radio show in a network of other shows so you're not kind of floating out there on your own. We have regular teleconference meetings, a whole bunch of ways to cultivate not just listeners, but unique ways to underwrite and fund that show and fund the thing that moves and energizes you the most. You're going to look at the whole thing in it, not just a different way, but have the actual resources, support, and ideas, the inside ideas, that gives you another kind of advantage. The Vibrant Living Radio Network. Please give me a call today, 413-582-0705, or vibrantlivinginc.com.
This is Elma Meyer with Now Healing. I invite you to experience how your energy can shift instantly and effortlessly to improve any area of your life, from physical ailments, pain and injury, to anger, fear, depression, self-sabotage, and even relationship issues. It's all energy. Now Healing is a system based on Chinese energetics. It helped me heal from Lyme disease and activated the innate healing abilities that we all have. Tune in on Monday, July 30th at 9:30 a.m. and you'll receive healing energy alignments that connect you to your highest self. For more info, go to nowhealing.com. That's nowhealing.com. I'm Elma Meyer, and you are now healing.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
We're talking to Elma Meyer, Now Healing, and we're going to open up the phone lines. If you'd like an energetic alignment, if you have a discomfort or something you'd like to clear, Elma will work with you right over the airway. Just like what Larry Dossey says in his book, when he talks about the non-local mind. He talks about the local mind, but he talks about the non-local mind with the ability to access healing through prayer, through invisible means, is profound and works. You could call us locally and internationally at 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. And local Western Washington, 888-298-5569. I welcome you to call. Hey, Elma, when you said before, when you were doing the work with people, in their cars, and you said, you kind of was explaining this is a new concept, I thought of my friend Bill, because Bill was just so turned off to everything that was unconventional until he had this one condition. And when he got this condition in his body, it was amazing because he went from like being always so putting down of things that were different to his belief system. He was probably like 59, and his orientation was that he always went to the doctor, and he couldn't get over this one condition. And I remember he went from teasing me to coming to my house to borrow books. And through the years, I've had so many people. I mean, people who, I remember there was this one guy, he was part of a motorcycle gang, and I remember he came to see me to learn more about, natural cures and things. And what's been your experience with people coming to you with the whole idea of working with someone over the phone and Chinese energetics is so foreign, yet they wanted results and they wanted it in a way that was deeper than they were getting per se. What's been your experience there?
Well, it's funny that when I first started doing this, I was really scared that I would get a bunch of skeptics calling me and I'd have to explain what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I just set my intention that I wouldn't get skeptics. I would get people who were willing to go along with this. And almost 100% that is true. Everybody that calls me because they feel that it can work for them. And I don't mean feel in a nice touchy-feely way. I mean they sense the energy around what I do, and they sense that it is right for them. Yeah. They are intuitively tuned in. I used to be the biggest skeptic of all. I mean, my father is a mathematical physicist. My mother is a biochemist. And I was a card-carrying skeptic for many years, and I still am. My detector is set very sensitive. I can detect stuff that is not true. And just because something is new agey, just because someone says something is true doesn't mean it's true. We as humans can sense whether something is true or not. What we want to make sure is that we're sensing this accurately. And that's also what I teach people to do, is to do some energetic testing so that they can accurately test what is true and what is not true. And I'm still a skeptic and proud of it, but I know this works. I know that it works on me, and I know that it works on other people. And occasionally it doesn't work, but, you know, I have a pretty darn good success rate. You know, most people feel an effect right away or within a number of hours or the next day. So when you are presented with that, it's no longer reasonable to be skeptical just because it doesn't seem like it should work. When you're presented with evidence, you look at the evidence with no bias. So that's what intuitive truth is all about. So that's what I try to offer people.
Our number again, if you wanted to do an alignment session, an energetic alignment session, and it's 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527, and in Western Washington, 1-888-298-5569. When someone calls in and they say, like so many people have, Elma, they tell you a condition, whether it's the knee or they're feeling depressed or they're feeling kind of, you know, whatever it is, could you share with us how you practice, how you actually work with someone?
It's actually very simple. I look for anything that is weakening their energy field. Your energy field is either weakened or not weakened by anything in the universe. And when it's weakened, your circuits are turned off, your switches are flipped off. I just turn those circuits back on by making mental contact with the spine, which contains the central nervous system, and it's where the chakras are all aligned. It's like the information input for your body, mind, spirit. You make contact with the spine in a non-touch way, using thought energy, Chinese Shen energy, and circuits get turned back on. It sounds miraculous and kind of loopy and like, how could that possibly work? But it does. And you just, there's no explanation that I can give you to convince you. It's just a matter of experiencing it.
You know, we should do, God, we've flown almost through the whole half an hour, like, boom. So since I have a little bit of a condition, I'd love you to clear. Let's take a couple of minutes to work on me so people can have an experience of how you work and what the heck I'm sitting here. So over the last couple of days, I noticed on my left eye, I feel like almost like it's not quite a sty, but it's irritated. It's a little swollen, a little puffy.
And what part of your eye is that? Lower lid, upper lid?
Lower lid. And below
center?
That.
To the
inside.
The inside, okay.
Yeah. And it's a little below that. It's a little puffy. And I could feel a little, I could feel a little agitated about it. Like I'd love to clear it. I would like to clear it.
The first thing that I'm doing to help you clear that is to just activate your lymphatic system to flush away any toxins and cellular waste internally, because that's the first energy that I'm reading. Sometimes it doesn't, that's not what I do with everyone with an inflamed lower lid. That's just what your energy is telling me it needs. And then the other thing that's going on is some emotional stuckness of suppressed tears from early childhood. And so I'm just going to clear that. We don't have to know what they are. You don't have to relive them. We just flip the switches on so that the energy is flowing properly and so that emotional stuckness and suppression of tears and grief is gone. And then another thing I want to do is just balance your left eye and your right eye. because they are energetically sort of jangling each other. And I'm going to ask your system to remove inflammation. Tell me if that feels any different right now. Be honest. I'm just looking to...
I was listening to your words, and I was intrigued. So let me see. Does this feel different?
Yeah, just tune in.
I would say it feels a little different.
Okay, a little different. I just wanted to see...
Some of the itchiness went away. I realized a little of the itchiness went away.
Good, okay. Because I was removing inflammation, let me just turn on your natural antihistamine a little bit and work with your tear ducts to be able to work with your lymphatic system properly. So, yeah, a little bit of change in 2 minutes is good. I just wanted to see if I was on the right track, because if you don't feel a change, it means that I need to do more.
I want to do, Elma, I'm going to be a good model for the audience. I'm going to call you later and do more work with you, because I actually got to go to the next segment. But I'm going to call you, because I'm also playing a big tennis tournament in Vermont. So I'm heading up to Vermont. So before I go up to the tournament, I'm going to call you for clearing and see if I can get my peak energies initiated here. I think part of what it is, Elma, which my father's been going through this roller coaster in the intensive care unit. And so I think emotionally it catches me sometimes. So I feel like that's one of the things that I'm noticing perhaps is in myself. Well,
absolutely.
Let's do this. I want to call you later with this, and I want you to please take a moment and just share with the audience. You have an upcoming workshop coming up over the phone that people could partake in, as well as your contact.
Right. I'm doing a teleseminar, a workshop by phone that anyone can call in, and it's sort of like this. I just talk with people, and I work on clearing them on the phone. And it's Saturday, July 26th at 9 a.m., but you have to call beforehand. You have to call by Friday and register. You can't just call me Saturday morning and get in on the workshop. So let me give you my contact number for this workshop, Saturday the 26th at 9. My phone number is 323-309-7687. That's 323-309-7687. And the website is nowhealing.com. That's nowhealing.com. And I invite you to join my workshop. It's $25, and get your issues worked on and cleared. And it's a little mini healing session for $25, and you'll get worked on energetically, and you will also benefit from everybody else's energetic alignments that I give them. It's a learning experience and a healing experience.
A little paranoia might be good, but too much paranoia is definitely not good. Elma, I want to thank you so much for being with us again, and I'm eager for our next. I think we're on for next Friday? I forgot. Next Monday. Anyway, we're going to let the audience know. I appreciate you being with us. As promised, we're going to have back Steve Godwin and Daba to talk about Steve's amazing experience, how he dealt with the diagnosis of bone cancer in a way that really is just amazing. From the heart, stay with us. I'm Glenn Brooks for Vibrant Living.
Your health is your most precious belonging. Like everything else in life, it's the little things that count, like the water you drink. Did you know that your neighbor's toilet contaminates around 90 glasses of water per day? Or that your tap water gets directly exposed to more than 2,000 rusty contaminants and poisons before reaching your glass? Isn't that disgusting? Well, most people don't realize this until they lose their health or it's too late. But you can do something about it now. Find out how through our completely free water report at waterionizer.org. With a Z, waterionizer.org, or call toll-free 1-877-770-5247. You can be healthier. Visit waterionizer.org now.
Tennis. I love the game of tennis. And one of my missions is I wanted to bring it to as many people as possible. The problem, conventional tennis teaching, it distracts and disconnects often from the potential and beauty of the game for a lot of people. Solution, have an environment where people can learn and discover the power of grace and agility in their bodies and bring it to tennis. Welcome to Inner Edge Tennis, where you learn how to break all the conventional rules, hit the ball as hard as you can, discover the wonder and power of your breath, and the ease that's there, and also discover yourself as an athlete. Give us a call at 413-582-0705, 413-582-0705. I put together custom retreats all around the world with Guillermo Vilas, the former number one tennis player in the world, that allows you to experience whole new levels of the game with personal rejuvenation and an environment that's unbeatable for inspiration and true fitness. Inner Edge Tennis. Play the game.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
We're doing our best to catch up with Steve Goodwin. Godwin is his name, actually. Like an ongoing English class for me here. Different titles and names and all that, right? Steve's a man I learned about from Zaba, who's becoming a good friend of mine. And probably those of you who've been listening to know that more than interviews, what I'm really interested in is the journeys that we all have where we kind of go to, I guess you could say, take a different step in a new direction. My teacher, my beloved mentor, Paul Bragg, and most of his books, he would always have this picture. And there was a picture kind of walking, someone walking to a graveyard and someone walking into the light. In some ways, each of our days, each of our moments represent that kind of choice, represent that we're kind of peeking into an awareness. We're letting go. We're becoming open again to something. That a lot of times, the information and the thoughts are not enough to lead us into a new direction. We don't have enough, not just information, but more importantly, we don't have the wisdom. So a lot of what the Vibrant Life is about, Vibrant Living is about, is to really to peak again, or as I like to say in my work, to not freak, but peak. To find pockets and places where you could just peak again. You could, you know, Dr. Bates says in his book that a lot of reasons why people wear eyeglasses is they're hyper-focused on looking. What he means is they're so focused on seeing the doorknob, they forget the door. So to be able to open our focus, to be able to look at the trees, like yesterday I was sitting in the mountains, and I just looked at the top of the trees, the leaves, the branches, so different than sitting in front of a computer, so different than hyper-focusing. How many times have we been with a loved one, and because of the focus of the conversation and the attention, the tautness, we missed all the places where there could have been a connection. Cultivating connections and becoming aware of what they are is a very different path. And certainly, hopefully we can catch up with Steve. One of the things he had to do was, after his doctor told him that natural medicine doesn't work, he had to really investigate that for himself. He had a pretty serious, by Western medical terms, a fairly serious diagnosis. So, now, part of what I think we're all in together is that we're all in this mystery to some extent. We're all in this thing where we don't perhaps know how something's going to unfold. And sometimes we have experts flying in a million miles a minute telling us. And sometimes those experts are right on, and a lot of times the fear and tension they bring isn't not only not welcome, it adds to the shutdown, whether it be a lawyer or a coach. I was at a seminar once, and we had done 2 weeks of intensive training. In the second week, the guy who was leading the forum said if he just had a baseball cap on, he could have conveyed everything so much easier. Zaba, you there?
Unfortunately, I'm still trying to track her down, too.
Well, I guess it's kind of like a Boy Scout meeting today. We're trying to track all the Cubs down or something. Tracking down. Was a book called The Tracker. Read the book. It was a book by The Tracker about this guy. What's the guy's name in New Jersey? What's the guy's name in New Jersey, The Tracker? Tom Brown. Thank you, Tom Brown. Tom Brown is an amazing guy about living and resonating with the outside. And here I am this morning, tracking down Zaba and Steve Godwin. Hey, you know what we'll do? We'll do open phone. We don't get Zob and Steve. We'll do open phone lines this morning. Whatever your thoughts are, and I'd be glad to do a unscripted power coaching session. The thing that I love is more than anything else is when people come to me and they're really invested. One of my greatest joys is to build a team or build a resource so that you could be in another level of expression. Because a lot of times, by the way, how I came to my coaching work wasn't that I went to someone else's coaching training. I was actually one of the original kind of pioneers of the movement. But even prior to the movement, there's been so many people who were expressing this thing called coaching and really it could have been a caring uncle or aunt. It could be a grandfather. I think part of what coaching is really about is the ability to, on one level, give people tools. Another level is, I think it's about discovering a person's state of being, a state that already exists in them, and then physically design environments to bring that forward. That's what I felt was missing from personal coaching. What was missing was a lot of times that the tools themselves became superficial to the actual power of bringing out what really is relevant and building a team. What I mean by building a team is if a person wants to write a book, you want to find them a literary agent. So there's an outer level and an inner level. The inner level is really what approach do we take? The approach we take to something is going to determine the amount of distress or the amount of freedom we have. You're listening to Vibrant Living, and hopefully we'll put things together here. I've been doing a series on water. And particularly ionized water. I discovered ionized water about 10 years ago, although just recently I got a water ionizer. And I've been really enjoying it. The taste is wonderful. And the benefits seem to be, well, first of all, for me, I've been drinking a lot more water, which is a wonderful thing. And two, that the quality of the water, the structure of the water, according to some studies, hydrate the cell differently. And also, the water is alkaline versus acid. And anyway, it's been another fun tool to explore and be curious. I invite you to be curious with me. If you have a question question about this water ionizer, or you'd like to win an ionizer, we're going to give away one of these wonderful units. With the question being, I think the question is, why I want a Jupiter water ionizer for my family? Why I want a Jupiter water ionizer for my family? And if you write that down, and you send it in, we're going to pick someone and give them around a $1,000 unit, actually. And we're going to send you one, and maybe we'll have you on, because I'd like to hear your thoughts, because I want to see why. You're a person, obviously, who treasures life and water and pure water, which is such a gift. So why I want a Jupiter ionizer for my family would be the initiating question. And you can send that to vibrantliving@yahoo.com. VibrantLiving@Yahoo.com, and I will forward it to the people. I will forward it to Zaba and Gabriella, who work with BestIonizerWater.com. I will forward it to them. So, and your questions today, if you have a question or comment about the ionizer water, or you want to ask me about something about unscripted power coaching, how I'd be glad to give you a little mini session if you have something you want to run by me today. Our number today, while we're in the middle of seeing if we can track down Zaba and Steve Godwin, is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. And it'll be good hearing your voice. And we'll do a little unscripted power. Unscripted power is the ability to be able to go beyond scripts and rehearsing. So the essence of hidden power becomes more apparent to us. And frees up our thinking, and we could begin to get in touch with the existing vital rhythmic pulsations, to really live our lives on vital rhythmic pulsations, so that whatever the outside intent is, goal, action, it's being lived to and from a place of vital rhythmic pulsations. And a sure sign of freedom is the dropping of hurry, and yet the sense of expression and flow that's inside of us. And I do believe that the brain and our intuition, if you will, our heart-mind connection could recalibrate so we could have more of that experience. I'll share with you a story that I had happen. I had a an experience in my life where I had an experience in my life where I didn't know what to do in relation. I've had this up actually 1,000 times, but I'll give you one example. I had an experience once where I actually had no idea, you know, where to go, what to do. I actually out of my three or four jobs, I used to do a whole bunch of temporary jobs before I taught this seminar on how to create your own career, because I realized that the thing that we don't get in school often in time is we don't really get a sense of what really moves us. We're so focused on the outside degree, and we miss that connection. So one time I was like, well, what do I do? And I started to sit down. I wrote up a seminar on how to create your own career, and I gave it. And what was actually amazing is people came. And I didn't see this, you know, 25 years ago when I wrote it up, but people came to the seminar, and I learned so much from them. And that's probably one of the greatest joys of doing what I do, is that a lot of times when I go to give a seminar, I feel like I'm co-exploring. You have a tremendous amount of resources. I can really attune to people instantly often. But it's actually the resource and the quality of conversation. The conversation itself, the quality of our lives, often has to do with the quality of our attention in the conversation. So I gave that seminar, How to Create Your Own Career, the first one. I designed 2 or 3 more careers that I didn't even see for me. You're listening to Vibrant Living. Appreciate you very much. And all things equal, we're going to talk about ionized water healing and that sort of thing in one moment.
Every time I feel my baby kick, I sing. You don't understand. I never sing. I'm not good at singing. I'm the only person I know who's been booed off a karaoke stage. But that was before I was pregnant. Today, I'm a singer. It's a lullaby, mostly. It just came out one day. I didn't even know I knew any lullabies. But there I am, singing. Don't even know I'm doing it. I guess I'm singing because I'm in love. I'm singing because I don't know who I'm in love with. I'm singing because this precious little baby I'm carrying is a fragile little miracle, and everything has to go right with me to make sure everything is right with her. I have a captive audience of one, and every day she gets a concert that comes from my heart. She doesn't boo me. She never will.
We know how it feels. We're the March of Dimes, and we're here to help moms have healthier babies. Find out how we can help you at marchofdimesbaby.org.
Hi, this is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. I'm about to hand the baton off to my good friend, Dr. Pat Baselli, as she brings you a new world of thinking, health, and her own creative way of delivering it. You'll be able to be in good hands with my friend, Dr. Pat Baselli, from 10 to 12, Monday through Friday, right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150. KKNW.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Vibrant Living. First of all, I want to welcome Steve Godwin again with us, and Zaba, and to continue our conversation from yesterday, Zaba, which was really a wonderful introduction to Steve Godwin and also his journey from a diagnosis of bone cancer to discovering a truly healthy life. Zaba, why don't you introduce Steve to the audience?
Sure, yeah. Hi, everybody. This is Steve Godwin, and he's a person that I've known about for some time, and he came to us as a customer and bought an ionizer from us, and then after some time had some really wonderful things happening in his life, from the water and also from how he is as a person, how he responded to bone cancer in his life. And here he is now. I think he has a lot to say that will be wonderful to hear.
So, Steve, I know since we talked about your dietary change, we talked about you questioning the doctor from India who said that homeopathy doesn't work and you should just use conventional things. Since water is something, I don't know if we're going to be able to keep you on this line. It sounds like you're in a bat cave there or something.
I'm down by the beach. I'm down by the sheriff's station trying to get the best reception I can.
Can you let me know if this sounds too bad for the audience, would you? So go ahead, Steve. Okay, so what was your experience with ionized water as one of the components that you used to revive your well-being in a midst of kind of a fairly, what most people say, a dangerous in terms of your health. But why do you share your story with ionized water? And what is ionized water, Steve?
I don't know all the scientific parts of it, but
Yeah. Basically
for me, the first thing I was doing was looking at the composition of my body, as I mentioned yesterday, and where my body needed to be and a pH balance. And I was introduced to this concept by some ladies at a health center that I had a lot of trust with. And so, but I'm a research type person, so I got on the web and I looked up Kangen water, and as I mentioned yesterday, I found a YouTube video that showed a Japanese gentleman who had diabetes and gangrene in his feet, and they were going to amputate it. And after they had used the acidic water on his feet, and he was drinking pH 9, a gallon of that a day, of water, 30 days later he was walking out, and I was astounded. And so I started using the water because it simply made sense to me to regulate my pH balance and try to get out of an acidic state that most of us tend to be in through digestion. And then obviously the ionization, and we all take a lot of supplements to try to get antioxidants, and the water has antioxidant properties and it has super hydrating properties. I noticed that the bottoms of my feet went from being cracked and dry to as smooth as a baby's behind, and I was astounded at how quickly I seemed to be hydrated, and I knew that with all the chemo that I was getting, I needed to be very well hydrated. And so for me, I realized there were many different results that my body was experiencing. And as I mentioned yesterday, I went from no treatment in January and still having, January of 07, still having cancer and needing a bone marrow donor, to using supplements and water only to about June. And when they did the CAT scan in June, I was in complete remission. Then I was able to have a transplant using my own stem cells, which eliminated all the needs for a lifetime of drugs. And it's been a year now, and I still drink a half a gallon of high pH water a day, and I monitor my pH balance all the time throughout the day, and I'm very cognizant of what I eat and where it would probably take me. You can't avoid getting acidic ash in your body, but it's part of what goes on. But you just really need to know that your body it's doing things that we take for granted, and I figured, hey, I'm going to assist it and to give this the best fight that I could.
Steve, when you got up this morning, and I want to get back to the ionized water, but when you got up this morning, just take a minute and share with the audience what you ate and what you did, maybe what you thought has been your path of healing, like the things you're doing now that you feel has contributed to you having such a spontaneous response of healing in your body. Like, share with us maybe the two or three things that you practice.
Well, first off, I did cut back in the amount of animal fat protein that I was including in my diet. So I pretty much, and I'm a big-time steak lover, but, it's almost out of my diet now. And I really went predominantly fruit and vegetables. I'm not a vegan or anything like that, but I did change my diet drastically that way because obviously it takes a lot more to digest that type of stuff. I noticed, as I mentioned earlier, that in my mouth, I wasn't getting the plaque buildup that I would get in my teeth. And so I saw a lot of things just by changing, going, well, you know, and I don't know if, I'm not necessarily a massively spiritual person, but I did go back to the Bible and look at the things that they did back then. Everything that we needed was provided through fruits and vegetables, and it wasn't until sometime after Noah that we began to become meat eaters, and I realized I should go back to as basic a diet as I possibly can. I didn't need the sodas. Oh, my God. I cut that out completely. Even bottled water as far as
we lose them?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment as we have Steve Godwin with us, that Steve really is a remarkable person, and he came to so many things. One of the things he mentioned, to be fair to Zaba, who's got a wonderful company and very affordable water ionizers, Jupiter water ionizers, Steve did mention the Kangen. The Kangen was the thing that actually got me started, too. The Kangen is about a $4,000 unit and has, on the street, quite... it's been influencing a lot of people. The good news is, the very good news, is that Zava's company has tested the Kangen. They have an equivalent unit for almost less than half the price. So for a second, Zava, since we're talking about ionization, and Steve referenced that as part of his journey when it made a difference, what would you want to add in conjunction with Steve was saying specifically to ionize water from your perspective?
Well, I would... want to add that I was thinking about this last night in preparing for today, and what's really exciting about this water and why is it so beneficial? And there was just four things. So I just mentioned those things that make this water so distinctive. And one is that it's alkaline. And so as Steve was saying, that, you know, the meat that he cut out and the soda that he doesn't drink anymore, that makes the body acidic. And the alkaline ionized water helps to balance that. The other thing is that the ionized water is really rich in antioxidants. So that was, again, what Steve was mentioning. We buy supplements for antioxidants. Well, here you can get it from a glass of water. The other exciting thing about the water is that it's the structure of the water is changed. So it's micro-clustered. So it means very easy for the body to absorb the water. And again, Steve was saying that he experienced that with the soles of his feet becoming so soft and smooth again after being dry. And that's a testament to the hydrating powers of the water. And then the other thing about the water is that it brings a lot of oxygen into the body. And we all know we wouldn't be here if we weren't breathing. And so the oxygen's coming in through the breath, but then also with the water. And that's very exciting for the changes that it initiates in the body in terms of the body's own healing powers. And I just find that the water supports the body to come to its natural state. And then the symptoms that we call diseases actually have a chance to unwind and dissolve. And I think, you know, with Steve's story, that's really a testament to that, to the body's own healing power.
And I said earlier that you could win one of these. We ask you to use your creative mind and whole heart to write us something about why you'd like to own a Jupiter water ionizer for your family. In my research, this is a step beyond most of the purification. It's certainly, I believe now, except for maybe one or two exceptions of bottled water that I know about, that most bottled water is concerning, if not giving you problems. This is something you can have in your own home that's a constant source of joy. It's a wonderful thing having pure energized water like mountain water at your tap. Why would you want to win one? Zaba, tell people how they could partake and win one.
Sure, yeah. You just go to our website, and the website is www.waterionizer.org. And there's some links right on the website, very easy to follow, and you would just tell us in your own words why you would like to win a Jupiter ionizer. And if you have questions, you can go to the website. There's lots of information there. And you can also call us on 1-877-770-5247.
Please give that again.
Yep, the phone number?
Yeah.
Yep, 1-877-770-5247. 770-5247.
We're going to continue. We're going to track Mr. Steve Godwin down and see if we could get him grounded to a phone line without being in the bat cave as he was today. But I know he's safe. He's just journeying into Mexico today. Zava, thank you so much. I appreciate you very much. We'll continue our series on the precious gift of water, ionized water, next week. I'm Glenn Brooks. Have a beautiful weekend. I appreciate you guys a lot. Thank you very much. Your life's precious.